Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mystic Records Radio. Celebrated Thanksgiving in a very old-fashioned way. They invited everyone in the neighborhood to their house, had an enormous feast, and then they killed everyone and took their land. Oh my, what a day.
Now end your life.
out of here. Go on, get. Leave people alone.
You'll never come back again.
Oh, shut up, Ralph.
Oh, shut up, Ralph.
Come on, man, give it to me. Come on, man, give it to me. Come on, man, give it to me, cause I don't give a shit. Come on, man, shoot me out. Come on, man, shoot me out. Come on, man, shoot me out. I don't give a shit. I don't care if I OD. Should I try to live or die? I've got no sense in my life. Get around and tell me a liar. Come on, man, give it to me. Come on, man, give it to me. Come on, man, give it to me. Don't give a shit out, come on man, shoot me out. Come on man, shoot me out. Come on man, shoot me out. Cause I don't give a shit, and I don't care if I am right.
What if I
got no drugs and I'm doing it right.
You're wrong.
Someone dies and I'm being
right.
Right,
I'm not hitting that.
Don't care if I live or die. Come on, live and tell me what you got. I guess it's bad. It's come on, a drug, drug, drug. Me up and I'm feeling just alright. I don't care, care if I'm thinking, oh, if I die. Come on, man, give it to me. Come on, man, give it to me. Come on, man, give it to me. Cause I don't give a shit. Come on, man, just shoot me out. Come on, man, just shoot me out. Come on, man, just shoot me out. Cause I don't give a shit.
Is it proper to say ain't? Oh, who cares, right? Mind bomb. When things are just going out of control, the mind is gonna explode. Well, we have a guest here that just called in, and would you like to give us your name and where you're calling from?
This is Vince and Waleed.
And Waleed over here.
From Chainsaw
hey.
5. We're out of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, you are. Hi, I saw the 702 area code, and I thought, Las Vegas, I wonder who's calling. So you must have heard me playing some Chainsaw Fight songs.
Thank you.
Hi,
yes, we were summoned
this morning.
What was that?
How are you guys this morning? We have Chainsaw Fight here live with you folks today.
We had a chainsaw fight last night. Yeah,
we're recovering from that. Watching some MacGyver.
Yeah, I heard you had a really good show last night, and tell me about all the excitement.
There's a real fight?
Yeah, there was a real fight. Some dude got smacked in the face with a bottle. That was pretty great.
Oh, my.
We didn't do it, but yeah, it did happen.
He must have done something pretty bad.
I don't even think he did.
No, he punched a lady in the face.
Okay, maybe he did.
Rightfully got a bottle to his head.
Okay, so he did.
Yeah.
I just saw that. Oh. I just heard the bottle.
Yeah. And we played with the Bridget the Midget Band.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, they are.
I can say that. She can say that.
Yeah, they're pretty good. We saw one CD, and the guy told us he was going to do coke and blast the CD on his way home.
Yeah, that was our best CD review.
He's
like, yeah, I'm going to do a bunch of coke and blast the CD on the way home right now. He took off.
And probably every cop in town followed him.
Probably. Oh, man.
What are you guys up to this Thanksgiving?
My face with way too much food.
Yeah, here in Vegas, just went to the buffet.
I heard you guys celebrated Thanksgiving in an old-fashioned way and invited everyone in the neighborhood to your house.
Not
and
me.
Then you killed them and took their land.
So
I saw all the body pieces in the backseat of your car.
Them up, kill them off.
We gave them smallpox blankets.
Aw.
Too soon.
And all those body parts in the back of your car, what are you going to do about those?
Oh. We were trying to frame Brandon, but that didn't work.
Oh, yeah, didn't he say, he forgot it was back in the back of his car and scared the crap out of him?
Yeah.
And what did the police have to say when they pulled you over and saw those things?
What did he say? He was like, what do you guys do?
He's like, what? I have to ask you about this. What is this?
We're in a band.
Yeah,
Chainsaw
Fight. Like,
right on.
He
let us go get Mexican food. That was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, we had a busted tail light or whatever. Didn't get a ticket. That was cool. All right.
Have fun.
Well, you should have given him one of your CDs to blast on his radio.
Well, he did coke too.
Is this a bribe?
You never know. So, tell me about your song, Send More Cops. You guys want to sing a couple lines of it for our listeners out there?
You're the singer.
Shit, put me on the spot again.
I've always just loved
Return of the Living Dead.
And I was really into like Iggy and the Stooges and just garage rock at the time when I wrote it.
Yeah.
I think it kind of shows. But yeah, it's pretty much, I don't want to say lines from the movie exactly, but there are some in there.
Well, it's definitely about eating brains to stop the pain of being dead. You know, you gotta eat what's inside your head.
It helps. It helps.
Okay, give us a couple lines. Now you're gonna make everyone curious. You don't have to sing.
Oh,
just give us a couple lines of the lyrics.
Those were. I want to eat your brains. It's the only thing that kills the pain. The pain of being dead. You gotta eat what's inside your head.
This pain is all I've got.
I can feel my body rot. Gradually losing my soul.
Now I have to eat what's inside your skull. It's a great Christmas album.
Yeah. Oh, we're talking about maybe doing one. Maybe doing a Christmas album. Anybody
oh, that'll be so here? Good. Yes.
Yeah.
We need more Christmas albums out there. Really off the wall things, you know?
Gore and body parts.
Assassinate.
La la
la la la.
You could do guest vocals on that, Candace.
Okay, that'll be fun. Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, did you boys get out to do some Black Friday shopping and beating of people up?
Jim, we just went for the fights.
He set his lawn chairs outside, just watching the fight.
I bought a few albums on eBay, but. That's it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Cyber Monday. There's like no people that'll stampede you on the internet.
Actually, I did buy a few Mystic Records 7-inches. That was cool. And I didn't get trampled.
You should have waited. I would have given you some for free. Of course, it's been raining here so hard. It's been raining here so hard. Who knows what's going on? But yeah, I saw in the news people getting shot and beat up on Black Friday all over gifts. You know, they spend all day Thursday being thankful for things, and then in 2 seconds it's like, give me that! No, bam, you're dead.
I saw people getting a fight over a toaster once. That was the last time I went.
A toaster.
Over a toaster? It's not even a good toaster. It's the shit they don't want.
I saw a video where some lady threw her kid to grab an item, and the thing is, like, looked like they trained for it. Like, they practiced this.
Maybe they did.
She picked up her kid and tossed it.
A distraction.
I think I would be more shocked if no violence happened at all.
Well, some guy shot somebody, and he's getting himself a bologna sandwich in the court line tomorrow morning, or Sunday morning.
I hope his cheese
is stale. I hope it's so stale that when he pulls it open, it flies up and sticks on the wall.
I don't know. That's kind of far. That's a bit brutal.
What did he shoot a guy over? Was it like
a toaster?
Yeah, like a toaster,
I think it was
or something. Now he's in jail for the rest of his life.
I think it was
a
TV.
Jesus.
Oh, well, that's a TV then.
Oh, it's a TV. Yeah. That makes sense then.
It was a sweet TV. Jeez, man.
You can call my wife a slut, a bitch, a whore, but don't talk to my TV.
It was a good price. Oh, man.
He could have probably just gone on Saturday. It's probably still the same price.
That's the sad thing. It probably was. Or find a better one for an even better price.
Right.
People are just greedy. They're just greedy, man.
Oh, here's one. Father shot 8 times. Wait. Father shot 8 times, killed on Thanksgiving while checking on elderly neighbor. That's another one. It's like, okay. In California, too. He got shot while checking on a neighbor 8 times. The 41-year-old janitor was shot in the backyard of his neighbor's house after he offered to check it for her following a burglary. Can you believe that?
Oh.
Crazy things people do.
Cue the Safford and Son music.
Yeah, we can't talk because we got a lot of stuff going on out here, too.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's like the other week, there's people just driving around shooting people for no reason.
Says here he was admitted to the hospital, so he's still alive with eight gunshot wounds, a broken thumb, wrist, fractured jaw, split tongue, missing teeth, 2 collapsed lungs, and almost completely devoid of blood. Ew, sounds like something that somebody coming from a chainsaw fight party would end up with.
Are you writing a song for us right now, Candace?
I'm giving you ideas.
Devoid of blood, shot in the teeth.
Dang.
I mean, that's pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
That's actually in the news. I guess 4 teenagers shot him there, booked into High Desert Juvenile Detention for burglary or something. I don't know. Well, I give you some ideas for a good Christmas song. Check my backyard for a burglar. La 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 la. Get caught and stabbed. Da 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 da. Fractured jaw, split tongue, missing teeth, and 2 collapsed lungs. Completely devoid of blood.
Candace,
la, 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 la.
Would you like to join Chainsaw Fight?
I would love to.
That's
what we got to be on the Christmas album.
That's terrible, but that was freaking hilarious.
Two broken ribs and devoid of blood.
La 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 la. I had a hard time getting that out.
It's just a little minor. It's just a little.
So, what are you guys working on the comic end? The comic book end.
I'm still working on the same 2 books I have been for like the last year.
Yeah.
I call that a lot. What about you, Waleed?
Finished writing one. The Chainsaw Fight one.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just waiting for that to get drawn.
Yeah, so we are coming out with the. We might have it done by March. Because we're doing the comic convention in March.
Yeah, I think that's what we're shooting for. Having the Chainsaw Fight comic done in March.
In San Diego, right?
My part was easy. I just had to write it. I don't have to sit there and draw the whole thing.
Wow, you boys are so talented.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
In many ways. Your music, your art.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. I just love the Wolfman's got Nards. I didn't hear you.
So when's your comic coming out?
I really do want one with the boys on the 60 Bands Party or Go Home album. I think it would be really fun. I'm going to try to work on it myself. I do a little bit of drawing here and there, and I just have to take my time because I have nerve damage, you know, and I don't draw like I used to, but it's okay. You know, when you have 140 head of cattle and you got to round them up and rope them and brand them and do all those things, it kind of wears your hands out a bit, you know.
Ouch.
But, you know, I just, you know, I used to be a butcher. And I remember one time this great big hog, probably about 600 pounds, attacked me. And my son roped it and got it contained, and, you know, I put a few slugs in his head, and he kept shaking his head, and it's like finally one to the back of his brain took him down. And, you know, as a butcher, you want to slit their throat while they're still kicking, you know, a little bit, let them bleed out. And I got him hoisted up, and my son-in-law had to stand on the back of the truck because this sucker was so fat. It wouldn't raise up on the hoist. So I spent about, I don't know, 6 hours cutting this thing up and skinning it and everything. And when I got to the head, I told Barnabas, I said, man, I can't get this sucker off. I mean, it just gone on and on and on. He had this big, thick neck. I'm not kidding you guys. This really happened. He got the chainsaw and came out and cut that thing with the chainsaw. And, man, it was like butter. It just sliced it right off. And then... And then as it laid out in the field rotting, my dog would go roll on it. He'd come back stinking, ew, P-U. And I used to tell him, pew, Thumper, you stink. You stink so bad, you maggot. And he just loved that thing. Well, see, the hog actually bit him, too, when it was attacking me. It sunk its tusk into my leg on my upper thigh. I have a big scar from it. And my pit bull, Thumper, jumped on it and started ripping at it. And it reached over, and I was able to get on my feet by that time because this hog knocked me down backwards. And I watched it reach around and clamp down on my dog's midsection, and I screamed. That's when my son came out, and that dog actually had 160 stitches and lived. And the whole time I drove him to the vet in the back of the truck, he's running around barking at everything like I'm tough shit, right? Such a cool dog he was. He lived to be a ripe old age. Yeah, good old Thumper.
That's awesome.
He was a sweet dog. One time he brought a baby bunny into the house. He carried it in his mouth and put it down at the end of my bed for me. I thought that was so sweet. He'll attack a 600-pound hog, but he'll be gentle with a little bunny. Okay, boys.
Awesome.
Yeah, we have 10 seconds to go. Final words.
Party or go home?
That's right. Party or go home. See you next time. Bye.
We said it this time.
All right.